All righty, good morning. 8:43, Brock, the lovely Kiki.
Hey.
The lovely hungover Kiki.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, you're working along. You actually are very good
at... It hit me in the afternoon. I'm one of those that the hangover hits me in the early afternoon.
It's because you're still drunk right now, you lush.
No, I'm not. Yeah. And then it hits me in the afternoon.
Yep, it does.
And then it hurts. And then it's real bad.
I will say, you used to be able to party pretty good, but now...
I did it like the best of them.
And now you complain so damn much when you're hungover. You're worthless.
I'm not complaining.
We have wasted a lot of Sundays because Mama needs her juice.
Mama needs her juice and a nap.
And a nap.
A few of them.
On Sunday. Pretty much asleep, like a hibernating bear trying to get you up.
Yeah, if we ever become parents, I won't be able to drink anymore because I will be useless.
No, I think you'll probably drink more.
You think?
You're going to be that mom in her Gucci sweatsuit.
If I stay drunk, then I won't ever have to deal with the hangover.
I think
they call that alcoholism.
Yes. You're going to be that typical mom with the bobbed haircut.
I will never have a Karen haircut.
And
ever.
Your pink velvet jumpsuit or sweats. Drinking white wine all day.
Who are you describing?
While washing,
I don't like white wine.
Washing down your Percocet or what's the other one that all
you're
those?
You're describing someone. I have no clue. That's not gonna be me.
Sitting around the pool with your Gucci sunglasses on.
Gucci, we can't afford Gucci.
Your knockoff Gucci sunglasses.
Thank you.
There you go.
It's 1C.
Yeah, 1C. Gucci. There's a silent H in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's gonna be you as a mom. Just hammered drunk, staring at the pool boy. Yes. I'll give you a pool.
Then all right.
I'll give you a pool. It'll justify your pool boy.
I'm okay with that.
Otherwise, it'll just be you and your pool boy hanging out in the backyard going, I don't have a pool to clean. This is weird.
Yeah.
Still getting paid, right? Oh, you're not here to clean the pool. You're not here to clean the pool.
I have a deep voice.
Give me another white wine spritzer.
Have I picked up cigar smoking?
Just stand there. Yeah, exactly.
I inhale the cigar smoke.
And naturally, you're smoking your Virginia Slims.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be a train wreck. You're going to be a train wreck of a mother. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville.
Woo-woo.
Go check them out. You need car, life, RV insurance.
Chris.
If you need it covered, they got it. Chris, 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 Chris.
Chris.
Go, Chris. Go, Chris.
A good chant every once in a while is just real fun.
Do insurance. Do insurance.
Yeah, insurance.
I think that works. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Yeah, insurance.
No, I don't know what
oh my
that was.
God. Insurance.
Chris Thompson, insurance.
Oh my God. Let's go dancing for insurance.
Oh my God, stop.
Oh my God. Insurance.
I feel slap happy. This is the only reason I'm laughing this much.
You're not that funny. Here is the one I was going to say. I love it when you're hungover and you get slap happy because I am so much funnier to you.
You are.
Instead of that resentful look on your face.
So tired.
That resting bitch face that you usually have around
me.
You're laughing. It's like when we first met and you giggled at everything I said and you thought I was charming. Now you're just like, shut up.
Yep.
So
I've heard these jokes.
Why do you think I always make you drink all the time?
Are you poisoning me?
You don't even listen to the things I say. Yeah, I poison you every single day. Sugar walls. Mm.
Sugar walls.
Sugar walls.
Sweet thing. Sugar walls.
Sugar walls.
Okay. Are we still going to name our boat Sugar Bush?
Hell yeah, we are. I know. Okay. That's probably why I haven't had as much luck. I need to name. It's bad luck not to name your boat.
Okay.
No, Sugar
Bush. This is Sugar Walls.
I'll tell you a Sugar Bush is close to the Sugar Walls.
Oh, no, but I don't even know what a Sugar Bush is.
No one does. That's why it's appealing.
Okay, Sugar Walls, is it something about being sweet?
It can be sweet.
A sugar wall?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that would be. Sugar walls? There's a song called Sugar Walls. Really?
There's probably some people out there going, oh my God.
Sweet wall. I have no idea.
Sugar walls. It's a term for the lady's vagina.
Oh my gosh. And there's a lady sings a song about Sheena sugar walls.
Sheena Easton. I'm surprised. Sheena Easton. It's my sugar walls. My sugar wasp.
She's talking about her vagina.
Yeah. Blood races to your private spots.
That's in the song?
Let me know there's a fire. You can't fight passion when passion is hot. Temperatures rise inside my sugar walls. Amen. That's a real song.
Amen.
And actually, I think there's a music video for it that we'll have to watch later. Is this what you watched in Sex Ed and you just blocked it out?
Yeah, probably.
Your teacher's like, all right, kids, I'm just going to play the Sheena Easton music video. I'll repeat.
It's going to tell you all about
birds and bees.
Parts.
We got you covered.
I like
Thanks
it.
To Sheena Easton.
Thank you, Sheena Easton.